To amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 26, Human Resources, regarding the reemployment of pensioners. Ordinance 20022, amend the grants budget, appropriate $30,825 from the State of Delaware Department of Justice Special Law Enforcement Assistance Fund SLEAF to the SLEAF TruNarc Analyzer Grant to be administered by the Department of Public Safety.
Thank you. May I please have reports from committees of council? Councilman Smiley, Finance Committee.
Finance Committee met today at 4 o'clock by Zoom. We approved grants. We voted to amend the budget hearing schedule, which will be posted on the website. And we also voted and approved extending the deadline for the grant reports required to be submitted by grant recipients until June 30th. And we discussed items on tonight's agenda.
Thank you. Next is our consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such and available online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing no hands up, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing no hands up, Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 20061, consenting to the reappointment of Edward Thomas to the Newcastle County Board of Adjustment.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell.
Bill, you're muted.
Yes.
Mr. Carter.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Ms. Durham.
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
The consent calendar has been passed. Next is consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any of the resolutions or ordinances, please, there's no lining up. Signing, you can get in the queue with our moderator. After the resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open up the floor to the public, again, get in the queue for the moderator. You will have 3 minutes to speak. We will begin with R20062, Mr. Smiley.
As I request resolution number 20-062 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Second.
Resolution 20062, authorizing the county executive to transfer 80 acres of land from the sewer capital fund to the capital projects fund for the purpose of constructing a southern regional park.
Mr. Smiley.
Yeah, just for transparency purposes, this is just a transfer of funding, basically of an asset from one department to the other within Newcastle County, since this will no longer be part of Water Farm 2, but will be for the Southern Regional Park as stated.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Yes, Mr. Carter.
I just wanted to thank the administration and all the council for all their support. This is the next step to secure the land for our regional park. We've been working on this down south of the canal for over 20 years. This is making it a reality, and I'm very glad that we're able to just reimburse the cost and transfer those funds back to reimburse the sewer capital fund. I think this is the most inexpensive way that we can get the land for a park. And I just wanted to make sure that everybody realized that this area was the top priority of the task force that myself and Councilman Sheldon served on. And this will finally make it the land officially a park and make it a reality.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Seeing no other hands up, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak in the queue?
Not at the moment.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020062.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Neagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. 020062 is passed. Next, moving on to ordinances. 020016, Mr. Smiley.
I request ordinance number 20-016 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 20016, amend the FY 2020 approved operating budget, transfer $10,000 from the grants and fixed charges budget line item of county council to material and supplies budget line of the Newcastle County Department of Public Works.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, these funds are being transferred to Public Works for the distinct purpose of getting some work done within the county parks that are all located within the communities.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing no hands up, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak that are in the queue?
Council President, we have one person with their hand up. Hold on, let me say. I believe we're good.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 020016.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Neagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. 020016 is passed. Next, substitute number 1 to 020017. I move that substitute number 1 to 020017 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Substitute number 1 to Ordinance 20017, amend the pay plan and rates of pay for members of certain Newcastle County boards and or commissions.
Thank you. As this legislation states, this ordinance updates pay plans and rates of pay for members of certain Newcastle County boards and commissions. I thank Senator Karen Peterson and Vicki Bandy for their assistance, patience, and persevering in helping with this fairness issue. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Yes, Mr. Smiley.
During the finance meeting, there was a question raised as to the fiscal note being complete. Has that been resolved?
I believe it has. Mr. Migliore, can you share the information we learned?
Yes, Council President. Mr. Smiley, I spoke with the finance department during the break. And they confirmed that, as far as they can tell, that the commissioners are not currently operating. So it would be more of a housekeeping to keep that entry in line with all the other changes. But there, as a result, because they could not confirm that they're operating at this time, there would be no impact on there would be no fiscal impact.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments?
Madam President. Bill Bell.
Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. As I brought up in committee, I think that this is a very good initiative. I think that the members of our boards and commissions do a tremendous job in the services that they provide to Newcastle County. and our residents. And I just make note, as I did in committee, that I think that a more thorough review should be made of all boards and commissions on the books, not just the ones that currently receive compensation. And I highlighted the fact that our fire and ambulance advisory board has been in place for years, and each representative represents three of the 21 volunteer fire departments throughout the county. The Fire and Ambulance Advisory Board actually is the interface between the county government, the administration, our emergency communications, and our first responders and the fire, rescue, and emergency medical services. Policies, procedures, operational responses are all presented before this board prior to them being accepted into the response system. So I just make note of that. I think this is a very important board also, and the members that have and continue to volunteer their time and many, many hours of meetings and research, I would like to see some consideration given to them in the future. So like I say, while I think that this does serve a good purpose and it's a good initiative, I think it needs to go a little bit further.
Thank you. I'm in full agreement with you, Mr. Bell. And I'd like to ask Ms. Durham, our chair of boards and commissions, to respond to that. We've already had discussions. And so, Ms. Durham.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And Councilman Bell, as we discussed in committee, that is step two of what we were anticipating to take place after we did this housekeeping bill and just brought the ones that are currently and have been getting paid up to the same level as the others. And then we'll take step two to look at all the boards that have not been getting paid. And as you might imagine, that might be a slightly higher fiscal note, but obviously we'll take a look at that and bring that back as step two.
Thank you, Councilwoman.
Yes, Councilman Carter.
Yeah, I agree that we should be looking at all of them. I am happy to take the incremental step to fix these few, to see that on one of those, for the little bit of time they spend there, we weren't quite up to minimum wage for them. I think that's something that I'm happy that we're fixing. And, you know, for $50, going from $50 to $100 a meeting to help them offset some of their cost and gas and their running and getting dinner, I think these are really reasonable. These aren't exactly what you would call a salary paying position. Nobody's for the money, I can assure you, at $100 a meeting. And I appreciate taking a look at this and bringing us up to speed, at least for this decade, on what we're doing with our boards and commissions.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments? Yes, Mr. Tackett, or Mr. Street, I'm sorry. And then Mr. Smiley.
I'm going to support this on good faith that we're going to follow up and come back and review all the rest of them.
Thank you, Mr. Street. Mr. Smiley?
I'm still somewhat surprised that I didn't see some type of a study or comparison, given several weeks ago it wasn't the money, it was the principal everybody was worried about. But now the principal is out the window and we don't have to compare it. We don't need a study from HR because it's not that much money. I know the people, I know they work hard and I know they deserve it. I just question why some of the reasoning. That's it.
Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Seeing no hands up.
Madam President, this is Councilwoman Diller. Could I just speak to some of Mr. Smiley's concerns?
Yes, Ms. Diller.
Yes. Councilman Smiley, I just wanted you to know that prior to 2018, Councilman Weiner had tasked his legislative aide to do a rather extensive survey of governments in the area. We were really on the low side, as I remember from what he pulled together. But one of the issues, and they were looking, and at that point they were looking specifically at the current committees that were receiving funding. So nothing else was done about any other committees other than the boards that currently receive remuneration. But I do know that they really did, we were on the low side, and they did try and contact groups within Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania to get an idea. So some of that work was done, and it was, you could see that we were somewhat on the low side for the payment for these boards. I don't know about any other boards. They weren't looking at any other boards.
Thank you. Are there any other comments or questions from members of council? Seeing none and no hands up, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak in the queue at this time?
I see no members of the public that wish to speak at this time.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on substitute number 1 to 020017.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Substitute number 1 to 020017 is passed. Moving on to time-sensitive congratulatory honorary resolutions, R20063. I move that item R20063 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Resolution 20063, recognizing and bringing very much needed attention to the particularly unique challenges that COVID-19 pandemic poses certain at-risk populations.
Thank you. And I'll just summarize real quick by sharing the phone call I got this past week. There have been a whole lot of phone calls, just like many of you have probably been receiving. And this one individual was concerned because he didn't know if there was going to be any AA meetings and how to attend and still do the social distancing and not be around other people. We haven't come up with a solution for that, but we've reached out, and Mr. McGleary and I, and we're looking at ways that we can at least bring attention to this and work with the state and other people in order to address this. And I think it's really important to do that. We just heard the county executive also echo some of the sentiments about not just those people that have want to continue to not relapse in alcohol or drugs, and we need to help them. At least I'd like to help them. I'm hoping you join me in making sure they have some way to do that, whether it may even be doing what we're doing right now, for instance, with Zoom, so it would be a remote meeting, but something to support them in their efforts to remain clean and sober. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments?
Did we read this in?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Would you like me to restate it?
No, that's fine.
Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing no hands raised, I'll open the floor for public comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak that are in the queue?
No, there are not.
I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R20063.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. R20063 is passed. We now move on to the introduction and consideration of emergency ordinances. We will begin with EO20001. Mr. Smiley?
Yeah, before I begin these four ordinances, I just want to make a brief statement that given what many members of this council went through the whole month of February and a lot of March with this administration over legislation, I'm very pleased to see that in one way or another, each member of council has been involved with the administration in bringing these emergency ordinances forward during these trying times. With that, I request the emergency ordinance number E20-001 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Emergency ordinance 20001, amend the FY 2020 approved operating budget, appropriate $1 million of tax stabilization to the Department of Administration, Office of Finance, for the purpose of funding the purchase of needed supplies, tests, and equipment to protect Newcastle County's first responders and residents during a public health emergency.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, the only thing I want to add is a very pertinent part of the synopsis that provides that this ordinance also authorizes the county executive to distribute necessary medical supplies to first responders, employees, and residents directly or in partnership with one or more hospitals or public health organizations. So just to show that not only are we going to purchase it, but we do have a path forward to make sure it gets into the right hands.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing no
questions.
Mr. Bell. Sorry, Mr. Bell, your screen's a little darker and it's.
It's okay, I'll try lighten it up here in a few minutes. I couldn't agree more with Councilman Smiley. I applaud the efforts and commitment of the administration and county executive and the chairs of finance and all of county council. With that being said, I think that we all recognize the importance and the criticality, the timing of these ordinances. And I, as one other council person, would love to be a co-sponsor, and I don't want to speak for anyone else, but I know that a few of us had spoken during the break, and I believe that there's probably no one on council that wouldn't want to be part of this important legislation.
Yes, Mr. Smiley?
Let me try to make this easy. Does anyone not want to be a sponsor of these four pieces? Case closed. Everybody's on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. And I spoke to the county executive mentioning that earlier today, and I'm really glad to see that all council members have decided to sign on. So does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the
Wait, Mr. Cartier. Oh,
Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Madam President. I applaud the administration for bringing this forward. We have the financial strength in Newcastle County to stand up in this crisis and to be proactive. And I think that's what this intends to do. And I'm acutely aware of not only our public safety, first responders directly employed by the county government, but we cannot at this time forget our allied and contract fire companies, the volunteer fire service, who are also on the front line, very stressed at this time, especially with our ambulance, and have a dire need for PPE. So I'm glad we're going to be sourcing that to them, standing behind them in this crisis with COVID-19.
Thank you. Are there any other members of council that wish to comment? And that, Mr. Migliori?
Yes, thank you, Council President. I just want to take the moment to remind council this is an emergency ordinance. The four of them require a supermajority vote of 10 votes in favor for passage.
Thank you.
Whatever is the death knell.
Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak that are in the queue?
Council President, there's no public comment at this time.
Seeing no public comment, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on E020001.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
I think Dee might be frozen.
Yeah, she looks that way.
I saw that movie.
I didn't hear my name.
Yeah.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. And just to reiterate, all members of council are co-sponsoring. E020001 is passed. Next, E020002, Mr. Smiley.
Request emergency ordinance E20-002 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Second.
Emergency ordinance 20002, amend the FY2020 operating budget. Appropriate $500,000 of tax stabilization reserve to the Department of Administration, Office of Finance for the purpose of funding the New York Community Foundation in support of the nonprofit collaborative COVID-19 emergency response initiative.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, one thing I want to add out of the synopsis, funds will be granted to the Delaware Community Foundation in support of its strategic response fund with the understanding that $100,000 will be transferred to the Delaware Does More COVID-19 Rapid Response Fund managed by United Way of Delaware, and that funds are used to provide goods and services to the neediest residents of New Castle County.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Sheldon.
Yes, I might, and I'm going to ask this to council or the council. I work for United Way of Delaware. Should I pause on this and ask for excuse, not to excuses?
Thank you. Are there any other members of council that would like to comment or
have a question?
Councilman, can you, sorry, what was the benefit that's running to?
I work for United Way of Delaware. Should I excuse myself on this vote? Since George said the $100,000 goes to us. United Way, not to us.
I think that would be the safest position.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak that are in the queue?
Council President, I do not see any public comment.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on E020002.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Unfortunately, I'll have to abstain.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 abstain.
Thank you. And Mr. Migliori, I just wanted to have a quick question. Is Mr. Sheldon, can he still be a co-sponsor?
Yes.
And not vote?
Yes.
He could be.
Okay. Because we had decided that all members are going to be co-sponsoring this legislation, correct? Mm-hmm. That's a yes? Okay.
I believe that's what they said.
Mr. Smiley?
Tim, if you don't mind, Councilman Sheldon, I just want to point a clarification since we're on the record and there are people out there that may not have heard it. Councilman Sheldon is not abstaining because he doesn't support it. He has a conflict because of his employment and because of the nature of the political rulings. That's why. So I don't mean to jump on, but I just want to make sure it's all cleared out there for you.
Yeah, that's a good clarification. So Mr. Sheldon is recusing. So E020002 is passed. Next, E020003, Mr. Smiley.
I would request the emergency ordinance number E20003 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
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 Emergency Ordinance 20003 to appropriate $500,000 in the Newcastle County Housing Trust Fund to be administered by the Department of Community Services for the purpose of assisting Newcastle County residents by providing funding for the Delaware State Housing Authority's Delaware Housing Assistance Program.
Thank you. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, but just for clarification, your synopsis, the funds will be used to assist eligible households as determined by the DSHA pursuant to program guidelines residing in Newcastle County. Department of Community Services will develop a process with DSHA to transfer the funds to DSHA consistent with the intent herein stated.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments?
I would just like
Mr. Cordier and then Mr. Hollins.
Yes, it's important for council members to understand that we have currently about $2 million in the housing trust fund, and we are, with this ordinance, planning on deploying about $500,000 of that amount to help with the, I guess, rental insecurity that's currently plaguing a lot of residents in the county.
Thank you. Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam President. We are living through a time here in Newcastle County that is going to alter the lives of many of our residents for years to come and maybe even decades. And during times like this, we normally reflect and get very sensitive about the vulnerable population within Newcastle County. But I just want to say that the vulnerable population that we're so concerned about today, they're with us also when times are good. And I'm just grateful that we're in a unique position to help in a significant way with the trust fund and with what has happened with workforce housing, which was very difficult to get done here in Newcastle County. But the $500,000 that we are talking about now is completely funded through workforce housing to take that money over to the trust fund, and the other $150,000 or the rest of that money that's there, the $2 million that Councilman Cartier spoke of, is all because of the trust fund that is directly linked to workforce housing. So I think that when we talk about vulnerable populations, when times are good, we need to give them the same consideration in good times as we do in bad times. And I think this is a prime example of that. Not only is a housing trust fund that is funded by workforce housing, but for those families who are currently in housing that perhaps would not be in housing, but not be for workforce housing and including zoning. And even so, to the fact that the houses that we created under the housing trust fund called ADUs or accessory dwelling units. Just 3 years ago, we recognized that we didn't have enough accessory dwelling units to satisfy the demand here in Newcastle County. And 3 years ago, instead of moving the cap altogether, we placed another cap on accessory dwelling units. And I'm sure there are seniors in our county right now who are very grateful for accessory dwelling units on their properties in times like these, so they can have a family member or someone very close to them living in the same parcel. So I would encourage my colleagues on County Council, when we're talking about social justice issues, whether it be fairness in housing or fairness in contracts, that we give it the same sensitivity that we're giving it now when we're in a crisis situation.
Thank you very much. Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Seeing no hands raised, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak that are in the queue?
Madam President, there's no public comment at this time.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on EO20003.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. And once again, this is co-sponsored by OLA Council. EO20003 is passed. Next, EO20004, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I'll request emergency ordinance number E20-004 be read by title only and placed before council for its consent.
Second.
Emergency ordinance 20004 to provide relief from certain penalties, taxes, and fees due to a public health threat.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, clarification. This emergency ordinance provides relief to those affected by COVID-19 by suspending sewer penalties for accounts that service in whole or in part a dwelling unit or residence, lodging taxes, and sign permit fees.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that wish to speak at this time in the queue?
Madam President, there is no public comment at this time.
Thank you. I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on EO20004.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Meagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 13 yes.
Thank you. And once again, I'll state that this is co-sponsored by all of council. EO20004 is passed. Next, we move on to public comment. Does anyone from the public wish to address members of council? Ms. Finnegan, are there any members of the public that would wish to speak during the queue?
Council President, I don't see any public comment at this time.
Thank you. Moving on, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? And we're going to do a voice vote for this.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
We haven't done one all along in this meeting.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Meagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Why are we doing a voice vote to adjourn?
Well, we decided that would be best. So
I don't know.
If someone says no, then that's another issue. But to go through this is nonsense to me.
I agree.
Well, you're number seven.
Continue?
Only have to do the first seven, you're saying?
It ended, Bob.
I think he's seven, so if he votes, we're good.
Any opposed? None?
I just opposed.
Are you opposed?
Mr. Hollis, did you want to oppose?
I oppose this entire process to call in a voice vote to adjourn the meeting.
Yeah, I think we could just say
anything. All right.
Mr. Hollins, it was raised after the last meeting. This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you. Okay. Went pretty well.